This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Black Lives Matter leader filmed his own arrest on Periscope in Baton Rouge when the police snatched him unprovoked and seemingly because he didn't like his red shoes. Theresa May, relative moderate who served for the last 6 years as Home Secretary, suddenly emerged victorious in the race to succeed David Cameron as Britain's Prime Minister, bringing to an accelerated conclusion a political drama set off by the nation's vote to leave the European Union. Cameron said the transfer of power would be completed almost immediately. May would be the second woman to leave Britain after Margaret Thatcher, who served as Prime Minister from 79 until 90. New Harvard study confirms that black men and women are treated differently in the hands of law enforcement. They are more likely to be touched, handcuffed, pushed to the ground, or pepper sprayed by a police officer, even after accounting for how, where, and when they encounter the police. But when it comes to the most lethal form of force, police shootings, the study finds no racial bias. Broad analysis of salary information from public medical schools found that women made almost $20,000 less a year than comparable male doctors. Researchers found in an ongoing study of New Zealand children to those whose parents described them as thumbsuckers and nail biters that they were less likely to have positive allergic skin tests later in life. Former Democratic Senators Evan Bayh in Indiana and Russ Feingold in Wisconsin are seeking to run again in 2016 to reclaim their seats in a push for a Democratic majority. A swing of 4 to 5 seats would change control of the U.S. Senate. U.S. Chamber of Commerce is an over $200 billion per year operation. Its lobbying efforts spent $124 million in 2014. In the midterm elections in 2014, the Chamber spent $35 million, overwhelmingly supporting Republican candidates. So far this year, it spent nearly $14 million, none in support of Democrats. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you, thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, ABFM.